Nearly 20 years ago, Sitka High School Spanish teacher Ariel Starbuck took her first couple of international trips with students. First to Costa Rica, then to Spain with a popular tour company and several other school groups. But she said something was missing.
It was a beautiful trip, but it had a lot of components that I thought were missing from travel. Everything was really geared towards high school kids, so not a lot of cultural food, like a lot of burgers and fries, and just it was so many people going to the same places at once, too. And I felt like they didn't really have to speak Spanish. They just spoke English altogether.
When she got back from Spain, her friend Davy Lubin and his family had just returned from a trip to Guatemala. And she said he was eager to tell her about a man they met there, Rigoberto Zamora Charruk, who operates a traveling library in the country. Lubin connected Starbuck with Charruk, and the next year she hopped on a plane with around 15 students and some funds they raised to support his efforts to open a rural school. They had dinner and met his family, heard his life story, and then they all traveled on the library bus to northern Guatemala.
Think of like a 1985 Detroit school bus. The shelves are lining the sides of the buses, and there are chess tables in the middle, so they've taken out a lot of the seats. And every town you roll into, you know, the kids get so excited to see the library bus coming into town because that's kind of their only access to books. It's really limited.
The trip was a hit. It became an annual tradition for Starbuck's Spanish students, one that gave them a big boost in their language fluency.
Kids live with families. They go to school for 4 hours in the morning, 8 to noon, with a one-on-one Spanish teacher, which is awesome. And that just meets them wherever they are. And it's something I can't recreate in the classroom, right? I can't give that individualized attention to each student for 4 hours a day, every day.
Then, each afternoon, the students meet up and they venture out into the country, visiting bustling markets, women's weaving cooperatives, and coffee plantations. Every year they hike a volcano, too, that's a touch warmer than Mount Edgecombe.
Sometimes they get to the top and they roast marshmallows over the lava. The very first year we went, like, we were able to poke sticks into the lava. Like, we got so close to it. There were melted shoes all over the place. I know, it's totally changed now. So now the lava's underground and you can see, like, where it bubbles up, but you can't, like, touch it like we could before. I can't even believe that we did that.
Traveling with teens internationally is not always easy. A lot of work goes into making sure the trips are safe and successful. And even still, there have been some hairy moments, like the occasional injury and subsequent trip to the ER. One student choked on a steak at the airport and ended up having emergency surgery abroad. And once, a student mistakenly brought live ammunition in her bag.
And Guatemala does not take kindly to that. And that was a big deal. The military had to come and, like, had to talk them down about letting her go back in the country. lots of really fun things.
But the trips have generally gone smoothly with the help of many volunteer chaperones over the years. And Starbuck says the work has been worth the payoff. Students walk away from the experience with a stronger grasp of the language and a renewed appreciation for privileges taken for granted, like free education and access to books.
Beyond teaching Spanish and that kind of stuff, just teaching kids that travel is amazing and it really opens your eyes and broadens your perspective and gives you faith that you didn't know you had, maybe. It just provides so many things. And I think teaching these little travel skills and, like, giving kids confidence that they can do it. But kids that have gone on the trip have gone back to Guatemala and volunteered or gotten jobs and done all kinds of things from there, going back to Antigua, to that place where we started. And I think that's so cool to think that I can help kids see this bigger perspective and that they can travel.
This coming spring, Starbuck plans to lead her final trip with students. She's taught for 21 years and plans to retire at 25. And she has two kids in the Sitka School District, both with just a few years left before they leave the nest.
I feel like this is going so fast, I don't want to miss any of their time. So I'm going to make this my last trip so I can just be part of whatever they're part of.
The final journey to Guatemala is shaping up to be a big one. As of right now, more than 24 students are planning to go next March. But Starbuck says there are more trips in her future. After she retires, she's thinking about leading an adult Spanish class in Sitka that culminates in a similar international trip. No chaperones required. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.